We are continuing with the history of the Gedolei HaMekubalim, and we go to the point that we can now discuss the Heintigers, as we call them, the present day Mekubalim in Yerushalayim. And if you have any questions, we can answer them now as well. So, in Yerushalayim, I think we stopped by Rav Kaduri. Rav Kaduri was one of the Gedolei HaMekubalim. He wasn't only a figurehead to write kamiyos and to give brachos, but rather he was a very learned mekubal, and he had a yeshiva on Ruchov David, which still exists. I don't know how much activity there is happening there, but he used to be quite active. And he was known to be as he had an official title or unofficial title of the Rosh HaMekubalim. And he originally learned from his great Rabbanim, and he learned already in Poat Yosef with other Rabatia, Ezra Atia, and so on and so forth. Then you have various yeshivas in Yerushalayim right now present. Now, what I'm going to tell you is what I heard directly from one of the Talmidim of this group. There was a group, there was a big Rav we spoke about him, his name was Mordechai Sharabi. No connection with Rav Sa'a Shalom Sharabi, who was the Rashash. Rather, there was this also from Taman, a great Mekubal on his own right, of Mordechai Sharabi, very learned. And he had four principal Talmidim. He had many Talmidim, but he had four principal Talmidim. And what I'm telling you, I heard this directly from one of the Talmidim. The fourth Talmidim was of Shari Debalevsky. Shari Debalevsky is a very respected personality in Bnei Brak. He's a Rav of the Shul of the Gro in Bnei Brak. And he has written many Svarim, and under the title of Petach Enayim HaChadosh. Not to be confused with the Petach Enayim that we have on the Etz Chaim, which is like the encyclopedia on Etz Chaim. It's a tremendous, tremendous bekiyus in all of Etz Chaim. But rather, he wrote the pirush based on that pirush. It's called Petach Enayim HaChadosh. I think there are up to now 9 chalakim. And it's a pirush on the Sidur HaShash. Sidur HaShash. That means in order to write a pirush on Sidur HaShash, you have to know that you have to be very, very fluent in the Etz Chaim, and very fluent in the Shah Kavonis, which is the more practical side of the Etz Chaim. Now, the Kitvei Arizal. Now, besides that, he's a phenomenal Bekiyus in all of the Chaim, and all the Kitvei Arizal, the Shmoneh Shaharim, that we'll speak about soon. And he was one of the Talmidim. The second Talmid, I'm not going any particular order, not in greatness, not in age, and so on. So actually, I think he's the oldest of all. I think he's now 90 years old, still alive. All these Talmids are still alive. And I'm just going in random order. And the next one I would say is Rav Yaakov Hillel. Rav Yaakov Hillel was a Talmid as well of Rav Mordechai Sharabi, and I think he doesn't need any. I think everybody knows who Rav Yaakov Hillel is. He has a big yeshiva in Yerushalayim called Avat Shalom. Downstairs is just a normal, they call it yeshiva, but really it's a kollel. I'm not sure how many avreichim, maybe 30, 40 avreichim learning downstairs in the big Beis Midrash. And then upstairs he gives privately some shiurim every day of the week. You have to have permission to go upstairs and join the shiur. He's not so willing, open to give the entrance into the shiurim, but if I suppose if you're going back and forth to him, maybe he'll finally give in. He gives shiurim on Etz Chaim. Principally, also he has a shiur on Nefesh HaChayim. So maybe that's good to ask him to go up to listen to his shiur on Nefesh HaChayim. Okay, so that Rav Yaakov Hillel, he has also, he likes to support a lot of other yeshivas. Kolalim, I think he told me last, he has, 400 to 600 Kolalim now. He has a lot of support from the Wilson family. And others, and he's building a lot of new buildings in order to accommodate them. Okay, so he's written a lot of Sfarim called Shosh Hayam, Galayam, And others on the Pirush on the Etz Chaim, which are really, really good. Really, really good. He started the Galayam, which is, I think he only has one Chelik, unfortunately, on the Shah Kavonot, which is also excellent. He's written also Sidurim based on the Kavonot of Shah Shana. I'm stressing based on, because they're not mamish. He writes himself over there in the Akdama that these are not Sidur HaShash. He's gone up and around the added kavanas, and sort of changed the Seder and so on and so forth. So therefore, he opted not to write on the title Sidur HaShash, which would be more appropriate, but rather Sidur Avat. Avat Shalom, which caused a little bit of criticism to him, because really the rule is we try not to magad yad, we try not to interfere in the writings of the Rashash and add things which he didn't tell us, because then that leaves it open to everybody. Then everybody starts changing and adding things, and sort of we get a very distorted idea and understanding of the Rashash in any context. And therefore, the unwritten rule is not to add or to change anything of the Rashash, and to leave it as pure as possible in order to get the essence of his teachings. And by changing the name of the Sidur and so on and so forth, and adding Kavanah, that sort of distorts that. So that was a bit of criticism there. But nevertheless, it's a phenomenal job of the Sidur, and besides that, of the Shah Kavanahs, and as well of the Etz Chaim. And besides that, the phenomenal work that he's written, besides that of recently coming out with introductory Sidur as Sfarim, Binyan Ariel, also besides that Kitvuni Ledorot, which is a compilation of all the Kitvei Yads that originally were there, and how he spent hours and thousands of hours, maybe hundreds of hours, going over the original writings of the Arizal, the Rav Chaim Vital, and all the students that came after that, of Yitzhak Semach, of Papirish, those of Mesadrim, opened up and compiled the works, and they called it Etz Chaim, and went through the whole history and tried to make sense of the, as you call them, how complicated the whole thing is, because there's so many different editions of the writings which make it nearly impossible. I'm not saying impossible, but nearly impossible to make sense out of all things, because a lot of the writings are missing. There's a whole gap in the history, what happened from this age to that age, and the Ksavim are half written, and they're added from the Talmidim, and so a lot of time was needed for him to make sense out of the whole history and put everything back into place, which is, like I said, he wrote these different Sfarim in order to make sense of the whole history. Okay, now besides that, you have another Talmid, and his name is Rav Ben Zikri, and this is actually from who I heard this from. Is a great Talmid of Rav Moshe Sharabi, and over there he himself has written maybe 20, or maybe not 30, maybe 30 Sfarim on Etz Chaim, and also recently in the past 5 years, I think, written on the Sidur HaShash. Also great works, a lot of Pilpulim, a lot of Bikiyas, tremendous Bikiyas and information that can be had from his Svarim. He has a Kolel in Sanhedrin Muchavit, if not mistaken, if not Sanhedrin, and he's easily can be found there in the Kolel. Now, the last Talmid, again, no particular order, is Rav Moshe Atiyah, who I personally learned under. And Rav Moshe Atiyah is not only a Talmid of Moshe Sharabi, but he has a whole lineage of great parents, great grandfathers, and so forth, going up to Rav Ezra Atiyah, and so on and so forth, of Mekubalim. They have a yeshiva on Chov Rashi, Rav Yosef Matityahu and Rashi on the corner over there, And over there, very, very friendly, open to the public. You can just go in and listen to shiur. Very inviting. The yeshivas published hundreds and hundreds of svarim. As so has Rav Yaakov Hillel, not only in the domain of Kabbalah and the domain of Pshat as well. He has a whole publishing house, and as well of Mordechai Atiya also has a publishing house, publishers that constantly coming out with svarim, not new, but rather the old Kitvei Arizal that they reprint and send out. So the yeshiva is over 40 years old, probably one of the oldest yeshivas there. And again, he's not a beginner at this. Again, he's learned it from his father and his great grandfather as well. He had great shimush from Rav Mordechai Sherabi, which he always calls as his rebbe, his main rebbe. So, like I said, he's written a lot of svarim. Always open, a very open yeshiva. And I would suggest to you that you go down next time you go to Yerushalayim to pay him a visit. And go into him and speak to him. A very, very friendly person. And if you don't want to sit and learn by him, at least you should go and get a bracha, because these are very holy, holy people. 100% holy. Okay. Now, besides that, you have also on Rochov David, and we spoke about Rav Kedur Yeshiva, if I'm not mistaken, over there. Also, you have a Rav called Rav Dangurz, written a very, very, very interesting sefer, which is a picture book. Yes, I don't want to mezalzel anything, but it's a great help to many people. Not everybody, you know, can learn from pictures, but those who have more of a sense for picture, then I would definitely suggest to them to get that sefer. He's a big, big Talmid Chacham in the tribe, and he sort of, I don't know if this is the word, but picturized all of Etraim in pictures. Some of the pictures are very, very intense and very, very detailed, sometimes hard to make sense out of it. But together with the reading of the Etraim and somebody explaining the Etraim and looking to the pictures, you can definitely, it's definitely aid. And it's called Derech Etraim. Derech Etraim from Rav Dangur. Besides that, on the Kabbalah Sina Yom, there's a big yeshiva, not a new yeshiva, far from new, maybe 50 years old. It's called Shar Shamayim, one of the famous Ashkenazi yeshivas. Everything I quote is basically Sfardi, because that's what's out there. But in Yerushalayim, there is a big yeshiva called Shar Shamayim. That was started by Avzelig Margulis, which was a Talmud Muvak of Rav Shaul Dweck. We spoke of Rav Shaul Dweck in the history. Rav Shaul Dweck was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, tremendous Baki, holy person that started his own yeshiva, and one of his Talmud was called Rav Zelig Margulis. And he had also Talmudim called Rav Fischl Orbach, related to Rav Shlomo Orbach, as a tzal, a big poisek in Yerushalayim. And he opened up this yeshiva called Shar Shamayim, I think maybe 45 years ago, 50 years ago. The yeshiva is a big yeshiva. It's Kal Kadosh Chasidim, Nusach Chasidut. But they learn Etzchaim over there. They have Shiurim on Pri Etzchaim, on the Sidur Hashash. All be the Nusach of the Mahalach of Rav Shaul Dweck, because that's where they came from. That was their initial thing. They learn other things as well over there. But they have a full Sedorim. It's a full Beis Medrash, very open as well. Always happy to explain to people and open the Shiurim. You don't have to ask any permission. You can just go there. The only thing is you have to be very well versed in Yiddish, because, like I said, the Hasidim very much stick to the language and the Momoloshon, as they call it. So everything is going to be Yiddish. But there are quite a few Americans there as well. You can always ask them to help you in Pshat, in the Tzchaim, and also Tzchaim. Everybody is very, very much versed over there. Okay, now besides that, you have another yeshiva. Another yeshiva on Rehov Shilo, also in Yerushalayim. You're going to have to find out where it is. I can't tell you exactly. And this is a yeshiva of Shalom Shmueli. Shalom Shmueli, and his son Bniyahu Yisachar Shmueli. So you have the Rosh Hashiva's Bniyahu Yisachar Shmueli. So they have also a very old yeshiva. It's called the Chovos Hanah. Yeshiva's Chovos Hanah. And over there, you have the Rosh Hashiva over there, as I said. Sorry, the yeshiva's name is now Shalom. The address is number 6 Shiloh. All Israelis. Okay, Sephardic Israelis over there. And also very, very, very well versed in Kabbalah. They are famous for the Sidurim that they've published, called the Chovos Hanah. The Chovos Hanah are based on the, not particularly on the Sodid, but rather on a Pirush called the Yorah. We spoke about one of the Rosh Hashivas of Beit El many, 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 many years ago. I think maybe 150 years ago. The Yorah is who they go after the Nikra. So like the Siddur Shash, somebody told me once they had saw. I haven't seen the original Siddur Shash, but one of my Rebbe's did, and he was very excited when he was going to, you know, somebody was going to deliver to him the Siddur Shash. He was looking forward to it. This big, thick Siddur. And he found out it was like sort of 6-7 pages. And he's so disappointed because everything he sees on the Shuk nowadays, you know, all the Siddurim, like 30 volumes of Siddur HaShash, where did they get it from? So that's just an exposure over the many, many years of the Mefarshim, the great Mefarshim in the previous generation, that would open up the writings of the HaShash. And as soon as you open something up, you have to write a lot about it in order to explain what the HaShash is talking about. So they expanded it. So they are expert at that, and they wrote a fantastic Siddur, which was very Mekubal, very accepted in the circles, what we call the circles of the Mechavanim. Those who mechaven and actually use in practical the Sidurim. So over there on Chov Shiloh, you find all, you can buy the whole Sifriya over there. They sell the Sfarim over there, they sell the Sidurim. Again, I think 30 volumes. On the Chol, I think it's just on the weekdays, like 6 Sidurim. Big, thick Sidurim. And then you have on Yom Kippur another 5 or 6 just on Yom Kippur. And then Rosh Hashanah, there's 6 over there, and then you have on Sfirat Omer 2 big thick volumes, and so on and so forth. Pesach 3 or 4 volumes, and so you can understand why it comes up to 30 volumes. So basically, you can spend all your life just praying through the Siddurim. Shachit, you know, I think it takes the Mekubalim, I think 3 hours. You can just imagine Sfirat Omer takes like a half an hour. Okay, so that's that. You can go over there. They give shiurim for beginners, for advanced, for medium, all different things. And you can join the very friendly people as well. Now, there's another yeshiva I'd like to tell you about. Is called Beit El. Now, this is the original Beit El from the Rashash. And you see on the wall all the pictures of the Gedolim we spoke about already, which is a big schutz. It's definitely worth visiting the original Beit El of Eir Atika, which was rebuilt after the Six-Day War. And there they have, and they're very proud of it, all the listing, all the Rosh Hashivas. And again, part of the list was the Rashash himself, who used to be manhig that yeshiva, with all the Gedoyim and the Yorah and so on and so forth that we spoke about last time. There's a very learned Rosh Hashiva called Rav Yisrael Avichayel. Avichayel, I think that's the name, yeah. So he gives shiurim over there, and his shiurim are at, I think, 2 to 3 hour long shiurim. He's a Luish type of Rosh Hashiva, and it's very difficult to understand his mahalach. Personally, that's what I feel. I've listened to a shiur, but it's very, very deep and concentrated. You have to be very, very advanced. I think that's the only shiur happening over there. And there is another shiur that are also quite advanced. They have a different mahalach in Kabbalah than the traditional other yeshivas that I spoke to you about. They've changed the loshon to their own loshon, internal loshon for the yeshiva. That yeshiva was originally run by somebody called Rav Getz. He was a Rav Kotel. He was also from Tunisia, and Tzad Hasidish as well. He used to wear a strime on the Kotel. And he used to live in the Eir Atika. So his Talmid, the Talmid Muvuk, was this Rav Yisrael Avichayel, took over this Nusach, and also they advanced the Nusach So therefore, even if you look the Svarim, if you're used to the traditional learning, you wouldn't find particularly any toilet learning over there, because you would have to get used to a new complete system over there. But nevertheless, definitely worth visiting. Now, another place you like to more on the Hasidic side is the Sulam, the Bala Sulam, Ashlag dynasty. Very well known, very, very, very much well respected. But again, they have their own nusach. They've changed the lashon of the Arizal. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. We're not here to pass chas v'shalom judgment on anyone. But somebody's used to the normal or the rov. The Lomde Kabbalah have a very normal sticking to the Loshon Arizal, find it difficult again to integrate into their system, because they sort of changed the Loshon again. Not that it's wrong or anything, but they just adapted in a way they thought is more applicable and can be more friendly, user friendly. Other people tell it that it just makes things more complicated. So everybody, it's his own. So he wrote, the Sulam wrote a lot of Pirushim on the, obviously very, very well known on the Sulam of the Zohar, and they've come out recently a lot of on the Etz Chaim, explaining the Esses Sfirot, and so on and so forth. I think that's about it for what's on the scene. There are other yeshivot. There are many, many other yeshivot, which are basically smaller. Those are the main ones. But again, if you go down Rochov Rashi, you'll be able to see another four or five small yeshivot, which they're all branches of the four main ones, I think, I told you about, that those Talmidim have gone out and opened up their own yeshivot. And maybe I'll mention to you one more in Bnei Brak. It was called Alin Nar at one point. I think they changed it to Nikuda the Kesef, if I'm not mistaken. They changed the name to, I actually forgot the name. It was used to be called Alina, then they changed the name. I call upon him. There's a Rosh Yeshiva called Rav Bing. Now, Rav Bing, he was a Talmid of Isaac Fischel, Fischel Orbach, which was again the Talmid of Rav Zelig Margulis in Shar Shemayim. And he learned that, I think he told me, I spoke to him personally many times, I think it was 10 years, and this for Bnei Brak, he used to go every single day to Yerushalayim, back and forth, which is like 45, 50 minute drive back and forth, and he would learn there, till he finally felt comfortable to start teaching and opening up his own yeshiva. But what's important to know, that he wrote a very important svarim called Nikudat HaKesef, which I hold are very, very important to opening up the path to those who are very serious in learning the Kavanas. They're an introductory guide, I would say only introductory. Once you've mastered the introduction of the Arizal, you would have to go more into depth, and those svarim would not be particularly useful. But definitely for those starting off in the Arizal, in the Siddur Hashash, would find big toelet. So I give a lot of shiurim based on those Nikud and the Kesef, which helped Tamidim open up the path again to the Siddur Hashash. He doesn't have an all Chalokim of the Hashash, on the Regalim he doesn't have, but rather on the more introductory, the Chol, which we learned being a Deza. There he has on as well Matbea Bacha and little bits and pieces, only four Chalakim. And then he has his own Sidurim, which is published according to Nusach Chasidus, Nusach Sfar, not Sfardi, but Nusach Sfar, that he's recently published to enable those which have a different Nusach from the Rashash. The Hainu Rashash was Sfardi, he wrote Nusach Sfardi, so he adapted the Kavanas to a Nusach Chasidish, Nusach Sfad, which are also quite used in the Hasidic circles. Again, in Bnei Brak, I can give you the address. Blined, if you call me, I don't have it with me right now, but his name is Rav Bing. I can give you his coordinates if you want. Okay, so we're gonna have to stop here for now, and I hope that was informative. Next time, I think what we'll do is a understanding of the actual Kitvei Arizal. all the different chalokim of the Kitvei Arizal, because we're going to find that there's many meduras, and as Mitzvah Hashem will learn the Etz Chaim, you'll see that it gets, there's a lot of repetition over and over again, and I have to explain to you how the Etz Chaim is built in order to get to appreciate what it's all about, and a little bit of history how that came out. That's quite extensive, and all the main players over there that put that together, which is built what we call the Kabbalah, the Kitvei Arizal that we learned, which gives you all the main ideas in Kabbalah, which is learned today in yeshivas. And then we'll speak about again the different mahalchim in Kabbalah. We have many, many different where we're more anointed, the way we learn it is more a Pilar Shash, but it's also the way the Gaon learns, the way the Ramchal learns, the way the Baal Shem Tov learns, a completely different mahalchim. Elu. But I'm sure we'll learn that about next time. Okay, so stop it for now.